right, we're back for another week. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show with your host, Matt. I hope you enjoyed last week's special interview with The Alchemist, one-man band from Northern BC. You can catch all of our interviews at the blog, ausstrandedradio.com. You can also find us at facebook.com/ausstrandedradio, and our Twitter handle is @ausstranded. So that wrapped up three interviews that I recorded this year at the Arts Wells Festival in Northern BC. Fantastic festival. And I'll be back next year. This week, we have something special at the top of the show. Somebody has posted a fantastic blog article called Australian Punk History, 30 Tracks. And you can actually find it at junkie.com/longform/Australian-punk-history-30-tracks. So it's junkie.com. Really great article here. He's listed 30 tracks spanning all the way from 1965 through to 1991. And I'm going to play a lot of them over the coming weeks. Chronologically, of course, because we do like to play the older music here at the top of the show. 60s rock and roll is fantastic, isn't it? We have the Beatles and the Stones. In Britain and in Australia, we had the Beatles equivalent would have been the Easy Beats. And this gentleman on the blog argues that the Stones equivalent would have been the Missing Links. So we're going to play for you both of those bands now. First up, the Easy Beats with the track Wedding Ring from 1965. They are an absolute legendary band, working class migrant kids who got together in the hostels in Sydney's deep southwest and became, yeah, pretty much Australia's Beatles. They were household names thanks to Stevie Wright, the very charismatic frontman. We're going to hear Wedding Ring now. Of course, their most famous song is Friday On My Mind. And then after that, we're going to hear from The Missing Links. They were a short-lived band that put out one strong self-titled album, and they were a lot wilder, more primitive. So I guess maybe the Stones of Australia at the time. And we're going to hear from a track from The Missing Links called You're Driving Me Insane. And then thirdly, the Purple Hearts. They were a Brisbane band. We're going to hear from them. They are famous for having Lobby Lloyd on guitar. He became one of Australia's great rock guitar gods. We're going to play for you a B-side called Just a Little Bit from, it came out in 1966. So here's some great Aussie 60s rock and roll. It doesn't get any better than the Easy Beats. Let's play Wedding Ring for you now. You're on Stranded.
Love the truth, but all you want is a wedding ring. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
You are listening to Stranded. Classic stuff there. 60s rock and roll from Australia. We heard the Easy Beats with Wedding Ring from the It's Too Easy record. Then the Missing Links with You're Driving Me Insane from their one and only record, self-titled, The Missing Links. And then the Purple Hearts from Brisbane with a track from 1966, a B-side called Just a Little Bit. The A-side was a track called Early in the Morning. So, great stuff there, and brought to my attention by a really great blog post by a gentleman named Adrian Cunningham, a self-described Australian punk obsessive, and he posted an article on junkie.com, J-U-N-K-E-E.com, the history of Australian punk in 30 tracks, and I'm going to play for you a lot of these over the coming weeks. Awesome stuff. And a great reminder of, you know, the world-class Aussie music from stretching way back from 60s till now, which is why I do this show. Not just Australian, but Canadian too. This is an Australian and Canadian music show. I live in Canada, but was raised in Australia. Three more tracks from Australia first. Actually, one of those will be from New Zealand, and then we'll get into some brand new Canadian music for the second half of the show. We have another brand new single from Destroyer to play later on, and also Woolworm. They're out on Mint Records, great Vancouver band. We're also going to hear new music from Sam Tudor, and an interesting two-piece from Edmonton called La Placer. I'm probably not pronouncing that correctly. So great Canadian music to look forward to. But first up, here is the Cosmic Psychos. They're back, the legendary Yob rock band from Australia. And their latest single is called Better in the Shed. I will just give a little bit of a language warning for this song, as a lot of Cosmic Psycho songs have a little bit of language, but they're great fuzzed out punk songs. Hope you enjoy it. After that, we're going to hear from Vacant Valley. They're from New Zealand. And then Glenn Cloher, Forgot Myself, is a track we're going to play from her debut self-titled. She's from Australia. Here's the Cosmic Psychos, language warning.
Don't make any sense. I am Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
If you're just tuning in, my name is Matt, and I'm the host of this little show. Australian and Canadian music is what we feature. The show is called Stranded. You can catch us online at ozstrandedradio.com or at facebook.com/ozstrandedradio, and our Twitter is at ozstranded. Please do get in touch at the blog ozstrandedradio.com if you'd like us to play some of your music. One of the artists in that last batch of songs did that, Vacant Valley, out of New Zealand. I played for you the track Microflan from their Roaring in the Dark record. Before that was the Cosmic Psychos. They're back. Their latest single is Better in the Shed. Classic. They don't really alter their sound much at all, but we love them for it. And then at the end of the set there was Glenn Cloher. She is an artist out of Australia on Milk Records, which is the record label that Courtney Barnett started and I believe still runs. So Jen Cloher is her name, C-L-O-H-E-R, and the single was called Forgot Myself. So let's get into the Canadian music, and regular listeners know I'm a huge fan of Destroyer. Dan Behar is his name, and the project is Destroyer. He's been making amazing albums for a long, long time now, and his latest one is just about to come out. It's called Ken with a lowercase K, and the latest single with a really cool film clip is called Tinseltown Swimming in Blood. It's a black and white film clip. Apparently it's a recreation of some kind of French poetic artistic filmmaker movie, so kind of cool stuff. And then we're going to hear from Woolworm. They are a band out of Vancouver, well regarded for their punishing live shows and quality songs. They've been signed to Mint Records, and their debut full length is out, and it's called Deserve to Die. And we're going to hear a track of that same name. And then we're going to hear from O Susanna. Okay, here's Destroyer.
Dancing in the wind, dead flowers on the skyline. about a dream. I had no feeling, I had no past. I was the artist, I was the vast spaces without reprieve.
Cigar store, Indian tuck shop, but in your $5 high tops, you walked all the way home. Walked all the way home. And you cursed the club, and you cursed the clouds, and you cursed all.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
And you're back on Stranded, Canadian Music Now from here on in. First up was Destroyer, his latest single, Tinseltown, Swimming in Blood. It's hard to find a more inventive lyricist than Dan Behar. Fantastic stuff, as always. And it will be on his album Ken, coming out later in the year. Then we heard Woolworm out of Vancouver with Deserve to Die, and Oh Susanna with Walked All the Way Home from her record A Girl in Teen City, a 2017 record. And Oh Susanna was one of our special guests who I met up with at the Artswells Festival and recorded an interview, and we broadcast that interview a few weeks back. If you're curious, you can find it at our blog, ozstrandedradio.com. More quality Vancouver music now to play for you. First up, Only a Visitor. We're going to hear a track from their record Lines. And then Sam Tudor is back with his second full-length, highly anticipated, and it's getting a lot of great reviews. The album is called Quitodian Dream, and we'll play his first track, New Apartment, off that record. And then an interesting two-piece out of Edmonton called Le Plaisir, L-E space P-L-A-I-S-I-R. I'm not bilingual, so I'm not good at French, but that's the name of the outfit. And they're a two-piece synth-based group. We're going to hear a track called Chillblains from them. But first up, here is Only a Visitor. You are on Stranded. Hope you're enjoying the show.
red-tinted flashlights. Astronomers stay up late at night. Rocks, dust, and rabbit brush. On a family trip for Dad and I.
Please. yourself, it'll all be fine. Everybody needs a place to hide. In your room, safe inside. Keep it with you for another whole try. In your room, safe inside. In your room, safe inside.
Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
We're just about out of time here for another week. You've been listening to a show called Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. We played three new songs from Canadian artists, two Vancouver bands. First up, Our Only Visitor with Visiting Light from their record Lines. And then Sam Tudor. He is a really impressive songwriter, originally from the Caribou region. He's currently living in Vancouver. And his second album is called Quitodian Dream. We played the first track off that record, New Apartment, really mature songwriting. And then we heard Le Placer from Edmonton. They're a two-piece synth-based outfit, and we played their track called Chilblains. All right. We are just about out of time. Well, we are. We are out of time. The hour goes very quickly on this show. This is all about Australian and Canadian music. Again, our blog is ozstrandedradio.com. Check it out. Check out all of our archive shows and interviews if you're interested. We're up to about 310 podcasts now. I'm going to leave you with a really great throwback rock and roll band from Vancouver called the Judies. They play around a lot. They formed in 2014. They feature Dennis Mills of the Jazzmanian Devils. And they have an album out on Bandcamp called The Very Best of the Judies. We're going to play for you a track called Kiss My Ass. Enjoy, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
I ruined your life.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
CM,